The Shia response to the Eloi Nishmas Shevas Avraham was in there a couple weeks ago. The mother should be close for her and for the whole mishpacha. So last week we spoke about this mitzvah, Isser, that whenever you lend money, it's usher to lend the money unless you have witnesses there. We said one of two reasons. First of all, it tempts the borrower to later deny it, and you violated the prohibition of lifnei iver. You're putting a stumbling block, causing someone to do an aveira. And second of all, even if that issue doesn't apply for some reason, like which we said, you also, when you claim the money from someone and he denies it, and everyone sees you trying to claim money and you come back empty-handed, they say, "What are you trying to do? Take money from innocent people? You're a robber." And you cause a bad name, you cause a klala to yourself. So the Chachamim said, for these two reasons, you're not allowed to borrow, to lend money, unless the unless there are witnesses around. We saw from Shulchan Aruch, from the Mishnah Gemara, that a better solution is to have a shtar, a full-fledged document, where two witnesses sign exactly what happened. That way there's no question about how the exact amount, and there's no question also whether the borrower could say, "I paid back already." But the halacha is that two witnesses are sufficient, and based on that we said that it should work, the same thing should work if you don't have two witnesses but you have an IOU. If the borrower writes a simple IOU, $1,000, and he signs it and gives it to you, or just in his handwriting, so that should be sufficient, because if you ever go back to him and he says, "I never borrowed the money," the IOU is sufficient to disprove his claim. If he claims, "I paid you back," it's true that he would win, but you know worse off than if you had two witnesses, because then also he could claim, "I paid you back," and he would win. So, Ksav Yad, an IOU is as good as the two witnesses. And later I saw that Mishpat HaTorah, or Shpitz, who we used so much in the past, I hadn't seen it before, and then we realized that whole section of Halakha. So he also comes up with this solution of using an IOU. Except if it's small amounts, you know, a quarter, a dollar, whatever you call a small amount, you say, "Here, I'll lend you the dollar, and if you forget to pay me back, don't worry, I'm off for it." Right, so then for sure you have no problem, because you told him you'd be multiple it. You might not get the dollar back, but you might not have gotten it back anyway. So you violated no isurim by giving him the loan without witnesses. This week we talk about, maybe last week, since last week you learned that you have to have a shtar, and you remember that you lent money to a lova, and you didn't have any witnesses there, and there was no shtar, there was no document, no sabya, no IOU, no nothing. And now you go back to them and say, "I just learned that it's halacha that I'm not allowed to lend you money without witnesses or without a shtar. I'd like you to write up a shtar. I'd like to have two witnesses sign that you owe me $1,000, or at least I want you to write an IOU now that you owe me $1,000, because either I just learned halacha, or because I decided I don't trust you anymore. Whatever reason it is, I now come to you and say, I want you to write, put in writing, the fact that you owe me the $1,000. Do you have a right to demand that from the lover? Do you have a right to say, give me the shtar now, or give me the money back? That's the question of the night. We start with the sugya, which really isn't directly related to this, but by doing that, we'll have everything in context until we get to our exact shaila. The Gemara starts, we'll start with this first Gemara in Ksuvos. Amar le'edim. This is talking about someone gave a gift to his friend, a piece of land, say. Amar le'edim. And he told witnesses, Kisru v'chisma v'avarei. Write a document, sign it, you're the witnesses, sign the document, and then give this land to the recipient, but I want to have a shtar. So konamine, now if the witnesses made a kinyan with this donor, with the person who's giving the gift, with this altruistic person, and meaning they made a kinyan sudder. He said, here's my handkerchief, I want you to make a kinyan with me, and I want your job to be to give this person that piece of land and write a shtar. So halacha is lotzach emuchi bay. These witnesses don't have to consult this donor before they write the shtar, because he made a kinyan, he told them to do it, and there's no reason to think he changed his mind. They just give the present and write the shtar without going back to him. But if they didn't make a kinyan with him, so then from the visa army, the people from the visa hold, they say you still don't have to ask him, because he said write the shtar and give him the property. Once you tell him the property is his, you can write the shtar. You don't have to go back and ask him, did you change your mind about writing the shtar? But the people from Machasya say, since there was no kinyan, you have to consult before you actually put this transaction in writing. You have to go back and ask him, because we're afraid that sometimes he changed his mind about having it in writing, and you should go back to make sure he still wants to have this gift in writing, because there was no kinyan yet. Just a kinyan, make a kinyan, like to formalize it. You give him your handkerchief and say, here, I really mean it, make a kinyan, and
did you do a shtar?
We didn't do the shtar yet. You just told him. You told him to two witnesses, here, go, tell him that I'm giving him this gift, and I'd like you to write a shtar about it. And here, I'm making your kinyan, please acquire it on his behalf. Acquire the rights to the shtar, acquire the rights to the karka on his behalf. You're making a kinyan to strengthen your word. So if that case, you can't go back on them. You made a kinyan, they have the right to write the shtar without having to consult. If you didn't make the kinyan, so then it's my hope, as we hold, that you do have to consult with him. Now let's talk about the case of a kinyan. Tosfos says over there, when there's a kinyan, Hu adin is the big chiddush. Hu adin afilu le'omer ksuva v'chasumu. Tosfos says the first half of this of these two halachos. The first half was if he told the witnesses write the shtar and sign it and give it to him, and he made a kinyan, so then they can write the shtar. They don't have to consult him. So Tosfos says once they made a kinyan, then he didn't even have to say write and sign the shtar. Came into Karnamine. As soon as they made a kinyan from him, they no longer have to consult with him. Why? The stam kinyan of Tziva Omei, there's a rule, that's the name of tonight's shir, there's a rule that whenever you make a kinyan with someone, the assumption is that both parties don't mind if it's written down. Like we say in Baba Basra, we'll see momentarily that Gemara. The Tosfos is saying, when the Gemara says, in the first half, if he tells the witnesses, write it and sign it, and they made a kinyan, you don't have to consult with them. Once he said kinyan, you don't have to say write it and sign it. The only reason the Gemara said that part is because of the second halach, but saying if he didn't make a kinyan, even though he told the witnesses to write a shtar, he has the right to retract that order of writing the shtar because there was no kinyan. But if he made a kinyan, he said, look, give this land to the other person, and we're making a kinyan here, a kinyan. So as soon as there's a kinyan, the halach is that kinyan is allowed to be written. The assumption is that the two parties involved do not mind it being written. What is this Gemara in Chesed Mabatim that Tosfos is quoting? That's the next thing on the handout. The Gemara in Daf Memo and Aleph and Baba Basra says like this: Kinyan b'shnei b'fnei shnayim. If you make a kinyan, Balipin, you should do it in front of two witnesses. We paskin that that's not necessarily true, but the main point here is that Einos Arachlamet Kesuvu, and you don't have to tell him to write the document, because as soon as you make a kinyan, the Gemara says, the assumption is the witnesses can put it in writing, can write a full-fledged document that of what happened. And that's what Tosfos says before. That's what Tosfos says in Ksuvos. When the Gemara said, if he told the witnesses to write down this and sign the shtar and he made a kinyan, he can't change his mind. They're saying, you don't have to consult him. So the same halach is, even if he didn't say, write it and sign it, you don't have to consult him. The assumption is that the shtar can be written because all you're doing is recording what happened. We're not talking about liars here. You made a kinyan. Any kinyan, the assumption is you can write down, make a document out of it, and there's no problem. You don't have to ask him, can I write a document? But that's what the Gemara Baba Basra says. Now there's a Tosfos on that also. Tosfos says it's not so simple. Kosfin below Rishusa, you can write it without consent. Kosman Shalachosa, though, as long as the aggrieved party hasn't retracted his agreement. But he's allowed to retract his agreement about writing a shtar. Like we're going to say in the Gemara, the next Gemara we're going to see, that if you give someone a present, you have a right. You don't have a right to retract the present once you give it to him, but you have a right to block the writing of a shtar. That's what we're going to see. So, just to get it clear, that when we're saying in Ksuvos what Tosfos said in the Gemara, the first Gemara, Baba Basra, on Daf Mem, when we're saying you don't have to consult, you can put it in writing, whenever there's a kinyan, you don't have to consult the possibly aggrieved party. That's talking where no one's protesting, and you just want to put it in writing, you can put it in writing. But if someone protests, if someone says, I don't want to put this item in writing, so then he has the right to retract it. For example, we would think it would mean if the rova or the borrower says, look, I know there was a kinyan here, but I don't want it in writing, so you can stop it from writing. If there was a kinyan, though, the assumption is that you put it in writing without asking him. The person who sold land to a buyer. So if there's a kinyan, the assumption is you can put it in your writing. You don't have to ask the seller, do you mind putting it in writing? If the seller says, I do mind, I don't want it in writing, he has the right to block it. There was no condition made that it was going to there was going to be any document, and he can say, I don't want a document. And a present, if someone's giving someone a present, and the one who received the present says, I'd like to have this deed or transfer in writing, and the witnesses start writing it down, they don't have to ask, they can just write it because the kinyan was made, they can put it in writing. But if the giver, the donor, says, I don't want it in writing, we'll see why someone should not want it in writing soon, so then he has the right to block the shtar, because there was no condition made up front that there was going to be a shtar. All we're saying is, once a kinyan is made, the assumption is that the witnesses can put it in writing as a formal document, because they have no reason to think someone will protest. If someone does protest, so then they're not allowed to write. But that's what Tosfos is saying. Now, what is this Gemara? It's Gemara is an Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph from Baba Basra. Amar Rabba Vayitzik Amar Rav. Rabba Vayitzik said in the name of Rav, Shnei Shtaros Heim. There are two ways you can instruct people to write a shtar. If you tell someone, Zichu Besaida Lefloni, if the owner of the field tells two people, acquire this field for a ploni, right? The rule is, I can make a kinyan for another person, right? If you want to give something to another person and he's not here, you could give it to me, and when I make that kinyan, it works for the other person, like what you do for an Eruv Chatzeros, like Eruv Tavshilin before Yontif, that someone is acquires that Eruv for all the people in the neighborhood. So if you want to give a field to someone, and you want to give your field to Shimon, or sell it, we'll see what we're talking about soon. You want to sell your, or give your field to Shimon, and Shimon's not here. So you can tell Reuven, here, give me your handkerchief, through that you'll acquire this field for Shimon, wherever he is. The kiss below us hashtar, and then he also said, and write a shtar. He told these witnesses, write a shtar about this kinyan. So at that point, Chozer B'Shtar, he's allowed to retract his original commitment to write a shtar, because the other person's not here. He had just agreed to have them do that, but now he changed his mind. So he can change his mind about the shtar, he can no longer change his mind about the field, because the field already belongs to Shimon. Reuven made that kinyan for Shimon, so he can't, the donor or the seller can no longer retract that, because the kinyan was made. But he can retract the order to give the shtar. If he said, I'm a nasha tichlu l'as a shtar, I'm only giving it away, I'm only selling it on the condition that you write a shtar, so then chaz b'ein b'shtar b'ein b'sada, then it's a package deal. Since he has the right to retract the shtar, then he also can retract the gift, because he was only selling it if there would be a shtar. Now there's not a shtar, so the whole thing falls through. But from the first halacha we see that even though they made a kinyan, right? It's a clear kinyan. He told two people, make a kinyan, that Shimon should acquire the field. And he said, write the shtar. Here it's even better. It's not just stam kinyan. Here he said, write the shtar. There was no deal. There was no package here. Especially as a present, even if it's a sale, no one had asked for a shtar. There wasn't a condition like in the second case. He said, just give it to him. Give him that shtar. He's allowed to say, I changed my mind about the shtar. You no longer have this shlichus, you no longer have this agency to write the shtar, because it wasn't done yet. I can stop you from writing the shtar. Right? So based on that, so it says when we said, astam kinyan, anytime there's a kinyan, you could write a shtar, that's only if the person doesn't protest. But if he wants to renege on that agreement, or in that order, to write the shtar, he has the right to say, look, I changed my mind about the shtar, the present is his, the property is his now, but the shtar, I don't want anymore. And that's what the Gemara says.
Is there something about keeping the word, and then you have to take the name down?
Well, yeah, it's not really... See, Mukhusra Amana, you're saying, is there a problem with Mukhusra Amana? That's only if I tell you I'm going to give you something, and you're relying on it, and I've reached your trust in me, and I fall through with it. So that's where I'm going to put some money. But here, you never even knew about it. I just told the witnesses, look, I want to give Reuven, I'm giving Shimon a present. Please make a kinyan for Shimon and put it in writing also. I changed my mind about the writing. So I changed my mind. I never made a neder. It's not a mitzvah for me to write a shtar. So it's not a mitzvah. And it's not a mechusar amana. And there's no obligation unless it was a stipulation. So therefore, I don't have to follow through with putting it in writing. Now, what type of shtar are we talking about over here? It would seem from here that you can never demand the shtar, right? The Gemara is saying that he could retract his statement of the shtar. We're going to focus now on this last Gemara on Daf Ayin Zayin. This last Gemara, Rav Avasser told us that the others led in to tell us that Stam Kinyan is normally could be written. You don't have to consult, but if he wants to change his mind, he could change his mind, and that's what we learned in this Gemara in Ayin Zayin. Now, what type of shtar are we looking at? What are we talking about over here? So Tosfos on the spot says, he brings a Rabbeinu Tam, he says, this is only talking about a shtar matana. If you're giving someone a present, I'm giving Shimon a present, and I said, okay, write a shtar, so he'll have proof of it in case anything happens. It's a normal thing to do, transfer the title, give it to him. In that case, I can change my mind. Now, why do I want to change my mind? Was it because I'm crooked and I'm going to give it to him now for, 30 days, and then I'm going to say, give me back my property? And he says, you gave it to me, prove it to me, you have no documentation. And the witnesses went away to Medina Sinai. I wait till the witnesses die or they go away, and then I get it back. And that's not what we're talking about here. Tosa says, Rabbi Natan says, people just don't want to have things public all the time. Once it's in the records, once it's a star written, and people talk about, Reuven gave away his property to Shimon, and it's in writing, and there's two witnesses, everyone knows about it, he becomes a bad credit debt, a bad credit risk. Because people think, why is he giving away his property? He doesn't have property, and they confuse, what, did he give it away as a present, or did he have to sell it? Oh, he's selling all his assets right now, and now he wants to really sell something, and they say, well, he sold it to Shimon real cheap. Right? It's not good to have paper against you, a paper that's negative to you. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. When we're talking about a matana, a gift, there the giver, the donor, can say, look, I changed my mind. I don't want people to think that this is something that's really against me. So at that point, he can change his mind and say, I want the star back. But if it was a sale, suppose Reuven sold the field to Shimon, or I'm using different names now. So, suppose Reuven sold the field to Shimon, and the case was he asked two people, look, Shimon's buying the field from me, he's not here now, he gave me the money, or he's going to give me the money, I trust him. Here, make a kinyan that he should acquire the field, and write a shtar. So in that case, the Rabbeinu Tam says, Shimon can force him to write the shtar, because now we're talking, we had a Mistama tells us as they had agreed to write the shtar, and then he bought it because if you buy something, you're paying money for it, you want to have documentation. You spent $100,000 on this property, you want to have a shtar. So in that case, the Rabbeinu Tam says the Gemara is not talking. He says the Gemara is only talking about a present. But if it's a shtar, if it's a sale, so then the buyer has the right, look, I'm giving you money, I have the right to demand documentation. And the Rashba and the Tshuvas, this is Tshuva number 1034, Elif Lamed Aleph. So, you know, nowadays, you know, they have Chuvah Sfarim, they don't go to 1,000 because they're so long, but in the Rishonim they were very concise, and one little Chuvah Rashba has over 1,000 Chuvahs in it. So the Rashba says the same thing would be with if it's a loan, which is our case, if it's a loan, and the two witnesses were there and they made a kinyan for that the Rebbe now has the $1,000 loan, and the Malva had said to Raya Ashtar. So at that point, he can no longer change his mind because, and the Lover can no longer say, I don't want it written down. Right? The Lover said, I agreed to Ashtar, and the Malva wanted Ashtar. The Lover now says, no, I don't want it in writing. So he can't retract his agreement, the commitment to write Ashtar, because the Malva has something at stake over there. Malva doesn't want to lose his money. He wants to have something, some proof that he lent the money to Shimon, and Shimon has no right, the Lover has no right to say, I don't want a star anymore. That tells us the Shita, and the Tam Shita, and the Rashba Shita, that even though the Gemara said you can retract on a document, that's only if it's a present. You're doing something nice to him, you're giving a present. So you don't want to put a star there because you're worried that people will start talking. You have the right to retract the star. But if it's a loan, or if it's a sale, where there's something at stake by the lender or the buyer, so in that case, the buyer and the lender can demand the star, which was presumably agreed upon, which is a normal thing to have. Once there's a kinyan, we have the rule that stam kinyan tiva. I mean, you can write it down, and that you can't block because they have the right to demand that star. That's the Shita of Tosfos and the Rashba. Other Rishonim disagree with Tosfos and the Rashba. The Rush says that you can retract by everything except the present. That's what the other Rishonim say. Like Tosfos and Ksuvos. He says that he brings a Rivon, Rivon. Throughout Shas, he brings this Rivon, Rivon. They say that this case in Baba Basra was talking about a sale. It wasn't talking like the Rabbeinu Tam said it was a present. They say it was talking about a sale. And if you sell the land to someone, you have the right to say, I don't want it in writing. Why? Because I'm worried that something might happen down the road. Look, I don't want it in writing. It could hurt me down the road. But if it's a present, so then you have no right to not put it in writing, because why don't you want to put the present in writing? You have nothing to lose. You gave him the present. Why not put it in writing? It must be because you're trying to do something tricky. So he says just the opposite. Tosfos says from the Rivon, they say just the opposite. That since the shtar there just provides a proof, why do you want to retract it? It must be that you're trying to cheat the recipient and later come and collect it. But if it's a shtar mecher, if it's a sale, so then you have the right to say, look, I don't want it in writing. What's the difference if it's in writing or not? Because if it's in writing, if I sell your property and something goes wrong with it, you have the right to demand payment back from me. Right? It went wrong. Like, we learned all the rules of buying and selling. If something goes wrong with it, you can ask me for a refund. Suppose I don't have any money. I lost all my money. So you have a lien. If there's a document, you have a lien on all my property that I had and I sold. If this sale was not documented, then there is no lien on that property. Right, so that's why the Rivam say, I have the right, look, I sold it to you. You didn't make any condition that I had to write this star here. I first agreed to do it, but now I changed my mind because I realized that if I put a star here, there's going to be a lien on my property. And the same thing is by a loan. If I lend you money and there's no documentation, so of course I could collect the money from you. Because I lent it to you, I collect the money from you. If you don't have any money, so then I have to wait till you get the money. We'll talk about that in the coming weeks. What happens if the lover has no money? But if there was a document, so then not only do you have to pay me back if you have money, but there's a lien on all your property from the loan on, and I could collect whatever you sell. And having a lien isn't so good also, because then it's not so easy for you to sell property, because everyone knows there's a lien on this property. So there also, if there was no prior commitment made to write a shtar, they're just giving it orally. So the Tosfos, the Rivah, and the Rivon, and the Rush all hold that you have the right to retract your offer of the shtar. Once again, the Matoni you cannot, because what are you trying to do? You don't lose anything, but you gave it away for free anyway. What do you care that it's written down? he disagrees with Rabbi Natan, saying that people will misunderstand it and think that it's a loan document and something's been wrong with your business. But he doesn't hold with that. Everyone knows it's a gift, then what's the problem if you put it in writing? But if it's a loan or it's a sale, so then you have the right to retract your order to tell the Adam to write down a shtar, because it could hurt you at the end, and you have the right to protect yourself and not have it in writing. So that's these two shitas. However, the next point is, even according to Tosis and the Rush, Tosis and Baba Basra adds, and the Rush adds in his Tshuvas, that even though we're saying that the seller has the right to say, I don't want to put it into writing, or the borrower has the right to say, I don't want to put the loan in writing, but at that point, the buyer can say, oh, you don't want to put it in writing, so I want my money back. I don't want to buy it anyway. You're selling me something you don't want to put in writing. I understand you don't want to have that commitment, that lien, but I don't want to have a property without proper protection. I only bought it based on, there's a kinyan here, I only bought it based on me getting a shtar. And the same thing, the lender, which is our topic.
The
kinyan is made. He made on the property. So he's like, so I make haftos, you don't want to put the shtar, give me my money back, I'll give you the property back. And the same thing is by the loan, which is our topic. That the model says, okay, Rova, you don't want to write a shtar. Look, I gave it to you in front of witnesses, we made a kinyan sugar. Right, and normally when you make a kinyan, the assumption is that a shtar could be made, like we learned. Okay, you want to exercise your right to block the shtar because you're worried about the lien and all that. Okay, you have all the right in the world to block the shtar, but I want my money back right now. I originally gave you a year for the loan, 10 years for the loan. We made a kinyan. I thought that meant that there'd be a shtar. Kinyan, a stump, kinyan makes a shtar. And in fact, the witnesses didn't even have to consult with you if you should write the shtar, because once there's a kinyan made, they can write it without consulting with you, like we learned. You have the right to block it according to the Riva, Rivam, and the Rush, but if you block it, then I want my money back right away. And that is what they can tie us. So these halachas are brought, these two opinions are brought in the Shulchan Aruch. I have in half the page in Chashim Mishpat Lamed Tes Sif Dalit. You have Lova Mocha De'edim. If the Lova, if the borrower Mocha De'edim, he protests against the witness Shlo Yichdu Lo Shtar. He tells him, I don't want you to write down this document. Yeshar, write the loans. Once again, the loans already been made, and now he they should be able to write it because it was a kinyan. Yesharim some hold Shane Kosman. This is the sheet of the Rush and the Tosis that we just revum. So some hold you don't write the shtar. But Fiu Konami, I don't even know they had a kinyan. Shalom Yufalim Khos Bahim Lichtov, he made a kinyan, I promise you I'm not going to stop you from writing it. Ain't no, it doesn't help. I changed my mind. I don't want the shtar anymore. But Im Yomer Amava, but now if the Mala says, Kevin Shain Kharosa Shiftavli Shtar, since you don't want me to write it down, you don't want it documented, return me my money, so then he has the right to demand his money back. Because, okay, you have the right to say you don't want a shtar, but I have the right to say I want my money back right now. Then the Shulchan Aruch brings down the other shita, which is the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Tam. Even if he's standing and screaming, Al Tiflu Lo Shtar, don't write that shtar. Kosvin Al Karchu, we write it against his will. Even though we don't see the Edom going away, the Malba says, I want this in writing. And the Lord says, no, I don't want it. You write it against his will. This is Zalach. And of course, if he has the money, you give it back. But where something he's already spent the money. And now the Malba says, I want it in writing. We made a kinyan, I want it in writing. So at that point, according to these Yeshamim, you force him to write the shtar. So it's a machlokes, what to do. This machlokes is brought, this halach is brought in by the Ramah in Simenai and Gimel, and then we're going to get to halach the Maisa, our cases. The Ramah says like this in Ayin Gimel. Im halova mocha shalawitang shtar lamalva. If the lova is protesting, I don't want this shtar to be given to the malva. V'umim vakish imenu shtar, and a mava wants a star, Sarach la'arzelam o'osam miyad, he has to give him back the money immediately. Ki mistama lo hilvolo el shiyifne lo star. Mistama, when I lent you the money, the assumption is that I'm going to have it documented. Since you don't want that star, Yachzalama also gets to give back the money right away. So the Rama is passing like the first sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Sma says. He wants to tell us that even though you're allowed to block the star, but if you block the star, we're talking about borrowers now, the lender has the right to demand his money back right away. If you don't give him the money back right away, so then you have to write it. Why? Because the assumption is, when I lend money, I want it documented.
The assumption is that I want it documented because I know what the halacha is. The case which you brought up at the beginning, where the person lent the money and then learned the halacha.
I don't want it because of the halacha. I want it because I'm a good businessman, not because of the either. I want it documented because I want to make sure I can get the money back from you. I don't trust you so much. It's a smart thing to do. If you lend someone money, put a star. You know, that's just safe. If you give someone a postdated check when you borrow the money, so I don't know if I said this, I should have said it last week, that's like payment, that's, you know, you don't need more than that.
He's saying a different way. The Malvis check.
So he gave him a check. And what's the
name of it?
And it says loan on it and it gets it back. Well, that counts as a, it's hard to hear how, because he'll say, I gave you my house for this check. So you were loaned.
I think it's
house. You were loaned, huh?
I think it's house.
No, you already have it.
Question.
Yeah, there's no way to prove it. A star means there's two witnesses saying we saw, we know that there was a
million.
IOU is where you say, I owe you $1,000. So can I move on to the next one?
Check.
I gave you the check already. Right. You cash the check now. Right. So they're right. The smart way, like we learned last week, is don't do it, and it's also to do until you get the document. Right. I'm not allowed to. Like in Isra Hector, I'm not supposed to do it because it was naive until you gave me the star. Here, I didn't do that. I didn't know about that. I made a mistake. I was relying on the witnesses. There were witnesses here, and that's good enough. Also, now I say I want to have it documented. So even though there's a rule that says Stam Kinyan Vitziva Omei, but it's debatable whether that applies by a loan document, the Machlokes, and the Rama Paskins, that you have the right to refuse the shtar, but if you do refuse the shtar, you have to give the money back right away. And you can't force you to write the shtar. That you get two witnesses, and the two witnesses say that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000 that he has to pay by Tzitzis on the pay. And then you have to do that, or pay the money back right away. That's what the Rama passes. Now, this is all talking about is a Kinyan. The big question, most of our loans are not made with a Kinyan. Here's a Kinyan, so they're making a Kinyan. Most of the time I lend you money, and there is no separate Kinyan that should strengthen this loan. So the Shaila is, and this is a big Shaila by the Poskim on this Rama in Siman Ayin Gimel, does the Rama Paskin the same thing if there was no Kinyan made? In other words, in a simple case where I lent you, like we started, I lent you $1,000, I gave you $1,000 to put in your pocket, there might be witnesses here, there might not be witnesses here, but no separate Kinyan was made. And now I say, I want a star, I want this documented. So first, Allah is going to be, I can't force you to put it in writing, because what do I have to force you? I mean, there's no Kinyan, a Stam Kinyan, I could say I want in writing. But here is no Kinyan, it is made alone. I can't force you to put it in writing. But can I tell you, if you don't put it in writing, I want my money back right away. I just realized that I have to, stars safe, my friends are telling me I was dumb in giving it to you without a documentation. I want it in writing now. So it's a big machlokes achron in the Lavush. On this simon says that the halacha applies either way. It doesn't make a difference, even though he didn't make any condition, even though there was no kinyan, he can say, I want my money back if you don't put it in writing. The Sma says, you can't force him if there was no kinyan. You can't even force him to give you an IOU. Felix Sivas Yadnira, then Yochel Kof. He can't even force him to give him an IOU. Why? Because he just lent him the money without making any stipulation. People sometimes do it. They lend their friend money 30 days, Al Munasir, trusting him, below Edom, below Ksav Yad, without witnesses, without Ksav Yad. Right? So, that's what the Sma holds. The Sma says, well, there's no proof here that I needed a star when I lent it, because people do it. They lend money and they don't have it documented. How can you now force me to put it into writing? Now, why don't I want it in writing? I'm not dishonest, but once again, I don't want to have a lien on all my property. And why do I want a ksav yad? That's a little bit more difficult. We'll see you soon. But I don't want it in writing. So the Sma says you have the right to refuse to have it in writing. The Shach and the Taz defend the Levush. They go against the Sma. The Sma goes back and forth. And the Taz brings a lie from the Gemara we learned last week. The Taz says, what do you mean, Sma, that people sometimes lend money and they don't care if it's not in writing? You remember with Ravina Ravashi last week, the Ravina didn't want to lend the $10 to the 10 gold coins to Ravashi unless he put it in writing. You see that people don't want to lend money without it in writing. So how can you, Sma, say that people do it all the time? So on that, there's a Hagol and the Taz, and the Hagol and the Taz is the Chacham Tzvi. The original Taz on Chosh Mishpat was put out by the Chacham Tzvi, just look up in 1692. He put out as a separate sefer, the Taz, and when he put it out, he put his Hagol. The Chacham Tzvi put his Hagol. So now when they put it onto the Shulchan Aruch, it's in parentheses, Hagol is from the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi says simply, there's no raya from the case of Ravina or Ravashi that people never lend money with a star. That was talking because of a halacha reason. That was talking because of Isser V'Hetri. He didn't want to be over with an Ivri. He was firm. He wanted to keep the dinim derabanan. That's why he didn't want to lend the money without the shtar. But this person, like we said before, this person, he already lent the money without the shtar. Now all of a sudden he's coming so firm that he wants it. That's not why he wants it. He wants it because he's nervous about it. Now he's nervous about getting his money back. But you have no proof from Ravina or Ravashi. There's because of the halacha purposes that Ravina demanded the shtar. He didn't want to be over with them either. But you can't tell me that people get around that prohibition and they either, you know, rely on being mochelet or the different swaras that we learned last week. So there's no raya from there. But anyway, the Shach and Taz do say that any shtar, any type of loan, even if there was an opinion, you can demand a shtar, and if he refuses it, you can ask for your money back. The Chacham Tzvi then goes and defends the Sma, say that applies only if there is a kinyan. He says, look, you're making up this svara here that there was no word said about writing and he's putting anything in writing. No one said anything about putting it in writing. So you say, well, no one's here. Mistama, people, there's an umdana that people don't lend money without putting things in writing. People do. Right, so he says, Shalayan Aron, Bechol Yom Tamid, his lesson is, we see every day, Bechol Yom Tamid, we see, Lovin Zezeh, Parin Zezeh, is that believe Eidim Ishtar? We see people lend each other money, they pay each other without Eidim Ishtar. How can you say, if there's no word said, that you have a commitment to write Ishtar when no one said anything about Ishtar? However, the Tumim wants to weaken the Sma a little bit. But he agrees with the Sma for the most part. But he says, and this is true, because the Sma's whole svara is people sometimes trust him, they lend 30 days without having it in writing. But the Tumim says, certainly, if at the time of the loan they said, and I want it in writing, okay, you don't have to pen here, give it in writing later. So if the Mavis showed that he wanted it in writing, even if there was no kinyan, right, we don't need kinyan anymore. But if he was Megala Das, that he wanted it in writing, so then you have a chiyuv to put it in writing. However, if he didn't say that, so then he agrees with the Sma that and the Chacham Tzvi that you don't have to put it in writing. And he says, since it's a machlokis, you can't force him to write a shtar against his will. That's what he ends up. However, he says you can force him to write a ksav yad. Because what are you worried about over here? Why doesn't he want to write a ksav yad? Why doesn't he want to write an IOU? It's not going to hurt him, right? Well, you're afraid he wants to be able to deny the loan? You know, you can't help someone deny a loan. The only thing that's going to make a difference is it's going to be in writing. But he can still say, Karati, I paid you back and I'll be believed. And that's why he says he can't even say Kimli. He says, look, I hold like this Mahu, so hold, you can't force me to put it in writing. But you only say Kimli when it makes a difference to you monetarily. Help me here, there's no monetary difference to you to put it in writing as a Ksav Yad. There's not going to be a lien on your property. You'll still be able to say, I paid back, if you did pay back. The only difference is, do you want to be a lawyer and a robber and steal from him? So that, you know, we're not trying to protect, allow you to do. So the Tumim concludes that since there is a machlokus, once again we're talking, if there's a kinyan, so then it's a machlokus, and everyone agrees, at least, that even though I can't force you to write a start, but if you refuse to, I can take my money back. If there's no kinyan, which is in most cases when we lend money, and later on we decide that I want this in writing now, so like we said in the beginning, that yes was true, that there was no talk about a shtar, you can't force him to write a shtar now. You can't change the rules in the middle and say, now I want it documented. Because that could hurt me. I don't want to lean on my property, I don't want people talking, whatever, sorry, I don't want it in writing. However, I can force you, so Ksav Yad Tumim says, and that seems to be halacha l'maisa, that you can go back to anyone you lent money now in the past 10 years that still owes it to you, and say, look, it's not in writing, but I'd like you to at least write an IOU, I'm afraid I'm going to forget. I'm afraid you'll forget. Let's just put it in writing. And he says that Tumim even puts in that this way you won't be karm klolo le'atmo, you won't you'll avoid having klolos later in case they forget. And he concludes that that is certainly your right to demand, even though you didn't say in the beginning, but you can demand that the lova should put it in writing, at least in the form of an IOU, even though you can't force him to write a formal shtar. So we've covered these few weeks the a few basic halachas about lending. The next few weeks hope we can cover the halachas of collecting loans. And we'll talk about, I think next week we'll talk about what happens if the lover says, I didn't understand what this says over here. It says it's written in a different language, I don't understand. He signed a document that he didn't understand. We'll talk about statute of limitations, we'll talk about bankruptcies, we'll talk about these types of ways where a lover sometimes will forget out of paying the loan.